Mr. President, Secretary Russ. Ready, sir?
Hello, Mr. President. I've gotten hold of this statement, this press guidance thing. Now, we're not adding anything here at the department to what I said in my press conference yesterday. Abley has a plan that he will get questions in New York. This is not to be a volunteered statement, but a suggested line in connection with answering questions up there. Now, it does emphasize that neither from this source, that is Utah, nor from any other, do we see any indication that the Hanoi regime is prepared to stop trying to take over South Vietnam by violence. Although, I think what is said here is consistent with what I said in my press conference yesterday. But I don't, I think it's impossible for him just to say no comment or to be completely silent when he gets back up to New York. But they're not planning to put out a voluntary statement up there.
Well, now, is there anything in this statement that implies that he has been, Adlai has presented to me any proposals?
The first paragraph says, from time to time, and I would suggest we had there during the past 2 years, the Secretary General has discussed with Governor Stevenson the situation in Southeast Asia with which he is widely concerned as Secretary General of the United Nations. He has always indicated his willingness to be helpful and suggested procedures for exploring possibilities of peaceful solution to the conflict in Vietnam. And this I said yesterday in connection with Utah and many other governments. The Secretary General's suggestions have been reported to and carefully considered in Washington, but neither from this source nor from any other do we see any indication that the Hanoi regime is prepared to stop trying to take over South Vietnam by violence.
All right. Do you think that's all right?
I think this part of it's all right. It doesn't bring you into it.
All right. Now, Lodge went out today and indicates he has a little stronger position than I intended. What I said to him this morning was that I wanted him to see what had happened and to talk to the State Department, to Bundy, and talk to Goodpaster, and to talk to people downstairs, Bromley Smith. And that I didn't expect him. He said he couldn't do it today, and I said, well, you come back any day that you can, and we'll be glad to pay you expenses down, and whatever consulting for a dime there is, might even want you to talk to Kahn when he comes over here.
Right.
He said he'd be very glad to do it, and he was very strong for our program and for our policy, and he's been to all these universities, and he gave me a list of them.
Right.
But the impression I got from the ticker was that he was kind of being brought in like we had an important foundation problem and we needed a consulting engineer.
Right.
And I didn't intend to leave it that way, but I guess they all want to leave a little impression that so it didn't hurt anything. But
he's been extremely helpful.
He is, and he's very strong for what we're doing, but I wanted you to know what had happened.
All right, fine. Thank you.